Gov, there are several we've won, but that doesn't make no difference. You know, it has actually won many awards. Look at the trophy case over here. Isn't that something? That's what we want. We want a trophy case. I hope that someday we'll win a trophy to put in it. This has been the Clayton Show since 9 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned for the Bob Osborne program on WIL in St. Louis. Bye.
WIL, the entertainment capital of Mid-America, the perfect combination. Bob Osborne, music, and you.
Cold out, to say the least, today, don't you think? That's Mr. Plonacker. Hi, good afternoon. This is the Bob Osborne Show. Three wonderful hours on wonderful WIL radio until Ron Lundy's showtime, long about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It has got a little bit warmer. It's 18 degrees. Can't you tell the difference? 18 degrees on WIL in St. Louis.
Time now for your Kroger food reporter.
Gals, hurry. Add new taste thrills to your meals. Get volumes 2 through 12 of Mary Margaret McBride's world-famous cookbook to your recipe collection. Only 99 cents each. And get 50 extra top value stamps with each volume at Kroger.
Throughout the day, WIL's car 143 is cruising the streets of St. Louis.
There may be money in your neighborhood.
Keep tuned to WIL Radio for the location of car 143.
After the location is given, the first person to reach the car will win the WIL car 143 award.
A money bag of your very own with shiny WIL cash inside, or giant prizes will be yours just for finding car 143.
Keep listening to WIL Radio for the next car 143 location.
It means money and prizes for you.
Yeah, there's more contest fun at 62 right here on Radio 1. Hi, if you just happen to be joining us, noonday, midday. This is the Bob Osborne Show till about 3 o'clock. Yesterday, of course, the weather canceled all kinds of planned meetings and the get-togethers and the like. Incidentally, those of you women who plan to attend the 39th Annual Driving School that's put on by the Safety Council of Greater St. Louis, it opened yesterday at Sticks, Barron, Fuller, and you couldn't do so because of the weather, you can enroll in the course next Tuesday and still get full credit for the course, plus a paper on the subjects that were discussed during the opening meeting. So you can enroll next Tuesday. That's the 39th Annual Driving School that opened up at Sticks, Barron, Fuller. You can enroll next Tuesday, March 6th. It's another public service from...
Wonderful W.I.L.
Here's Miss Connie Francis.
Don't break the heart that loves you so.
It's so wonderfully done. It's Connie Francis on the station that hits the spot and spotlights the hits for you 24 hours every single day. This is the Noonday Edition, the Bob Osborne Show, and we're here daily now, noon to 3 on WIL Radio. Kind of cold out there, 18 degrees. Weatherman says going to stay about that high this afternoon. Tonight, our forecasted low should be about zero in the city and as low as 10 below in some of the outlying areas in the county. We just put this on as far as a reminder and a warning, too, if your antifreeze happens to be a little bit diluted from what it was. As low as 10 below in some of the outlying areas in the county. Up-to-the-minute weather information, of course, heard four times an hour right here on 1430 Radio.
How many times have you wished your walls would stay clean just a little bit longer? Well, they actually will when you use Fels Naphtha Cleaner, the new kind of all-purpose cleaner that contains Sanigard. Sanigard is the special ingredient that guards against dirt. Yes, Fels Naphtha Cleaner with Sanigard protects walls, cabinets, any surface you wash. Sanigard invisibly shields freshly cleaned surfaces. Dirt just can't form as fast. The result? Well, your walls stay cleaner longer, and they're easier to clean next time. For all your cleaning jobs, remember, new Fels Naphtha Cleaner with Sanigard guards against dirt.
Look for Fell's specials this week at A&P. You'll find instant Fell's naphtha specially priced 11 cents off on two large packages. Instant Fell's naphtha, just one of many outstanding Founders Week values at A&P. And get Fell's naphtha cleaner, too. It's new.
243 winners thus far, the original Lucky License contest game right here on 1430 Radio. And, of course, a $1,000 winner just a couple of days ago, Bob Lewis, 4134 Shotos, St. Louis, Missouri. A winner of $1,000 right here on WIL.
Ladies and gentlemen, a radio listening survey is now being conducted in the WIL listening area. So that there is no mistake, may I remind you that you are now listening to wonderful WIL at 1430 on your radio dial in St. Louis.
Wonderful WIL.
It's the noonday edition of the Bob Osborne Show with music here all the way up till about 3 o'clock. Ron Lundy, Silver Dollar Showtime. Right now, a little happy type tune called Yes Siree, Miss Linda Scott. The happy sounds of Miss Linda Scott here on 1430 Radio. This is the noonday edition. Bob Osborne keeps you company on WIL till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Incidentally, in the next 20 minutes, I want you to stand by for it. In the next 20 minutes, once again, a chance at $1,000 here on WIL. Coming up, another WIL Grand Slam.
WIL has a dog without a name. Give our nameless dog a name and win a year's supply of Hill's dog food. You'll need a dog to feed the Hill's dog food, too. So you'll also win the dog you name. The dog is a 12-week-old St. Bernard puppy, registered by the American Kennel Club. Think of a cute, clever name for our puppy dog and send the name you suggest with your name and address on a postcard or in a letter to Dog Contest, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8. Entries will be judged on originality and aptness of thought. Decision of the judges will be final. Contest closes at midnight, March 2nd, 1962. Win a year's supply of that good Hill's dog food and the dog you name for sending us the winning name for the dog. Send your entry to Dog Contest, WIL St. Louis.
More fun for you at 62 right here at Radio 1 in St. Louis.
Wonderful WIL.
Friend of mine got back from a vacation weekend. Really, actually, it was kind of an extended weekend down there in Miami Beach, you know. And, of course, down in Miami, everybody's got these boats. And they're named all kinds of delightful names like Sea Sprite and Moonbeam and Pleasure Delight. And he saw one guy who apparently was very practical. He called his the $6,500.
Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A true hat, a true hat, a true hope, a true hope, a true mind. Don't a silver dollar.
W.I.L. Blue Streak Headline.
18 degrees at 12:15. This is W.I.L.'s Topic A Viewpoint at Large edition of Action Central News, St. Louis. The coldest three-month period for St. Louis in 7 years ended today on an icy note, but with less snow on the ground than had been forecast. St. Louis, the campaign in favor of the St. Louis bond issue proposals and the state gasoline tax amendment is reaching its climax. Clayton, a young man from St. Anne, has been sentenced to 150 days in jail for his part in the beating of three University City youths August 16th. Washington, a presidential commission has recommended that the railroads have broad power to streamline their operations but give financial assistance to workers displaced in the process. Now, Viewpoint Topic A at Large with Dick McCutcheon reporting.
Those who worship the devil. Many Christian missionaries believe that devil worship can be found in many parts of the world, and based on the way things are turning out, it's hard to argue that point. But some social anthropologists believe that the only part of the world in which the worship of the devil has developed into a deeply serious religion is in a mountainous pocket of Kurdistan where the Yazidis live. They believe in God, but as a very distant deity. They think he is prepared to forgive and forget, but is kept so busy with other parts of the universe that he doesn't have much time to worry about our tiny planet. So the Yazidis, who describe themselves as the chosen people of Satan, worship the devil, because according to them, he's the one who really rules the earth, and he's the one we ought to be trying to please. For fear of going blind, they never mention the devil's name, which in their tongue is Shaitan. Nor will they use any other words beginning with SH. Their symbol for the devil is the peacock, and every April they journey to a hidden canyon where their peacock symbol is hidden away. They believe that to spit on the earth is an insult to the devil, and for that reason they will never blow out a fire for fear that some moisture will be released by mistake. They also have a quaint and curious method of tithing. 10% of all their wealth is thrown in the form of silver into a crevice in the rocks. They do this in the belief that on Resurrection Day, the money will come back into their pockets and they'll be the only ones around who aren't broke. The Yazidis present a tough problem to anthropologists trying to figure out where they came from. The fact that they practice certain Christian rites has given rise to the belief that their religion originally was formed by a renegade Christian monk. But nobody really wants to claim them as their own, and other experts are gratefully convinced that they broke away from the Muslim faith. Certainly, they have hardly been popular through the years. At the beginning of the 19th century, they numbered about 150,000. But between Turkish and Kurdish massacres, they have been reduced to the point where in the last census, they numbered less than 29,000. Despite all manner of persecution, they have clung to their faith, sometimes under torture. But now it appears that they may be undone by the gentle inroads of civilization. They are taking jobs in the cities. Some have been trained as teachers and clerks. But if the Yazidis do vanish as a people, if they are forced to give up their devil worship, they can take one last comfort in the thought that this might have been, after all, the work of their deity, the devil. Dick McCutcheon, Time Life Broadcast, New York.
WIL revised weather, the WIL weather ball flashing blue. Cold today, high around 15, continued sunny, fair much colder tonight, low near zero. Tomorrow sunny, cold, high near 20. Winds today and tonight from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Present temperature 18 degrees, that's 1/8. This has been Topic A at Large from WIL Action Central. Winner of broadcasting's most coveted award, Public Trust.
When you see a gentleman be around a lady be buzzing, just count to ten, then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Now there was two butterflies casting their eyes both in the same direction. You'd never guess that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one and one is five. You can call me a silly goat, but you take two minks, add two winks. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy, after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Any generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature's a clever girl. She relies on habits. You take two hairs with no care. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits. Parakeets in between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but you have no fear, cause soon you'll hear the parakeets riot, just try it. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. In every generation, you know to play the same. Yeah, it's multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same.
You tell them, Bobby.
They better.
Yeah, Mr. Bobby Darin, and the tune, of course, is Multiplication. This is the Bob Osborne Noonday Show, and we're here daily around noon to 3 on WIL, the sound you can enjoy and enjoy again and again, 24 hours a day. Right now, 22 past the hour of 12 on WIL. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, the sounds of the Silver Dollar Survey. Ron Lundy will be here.
No sense denying, I'm the first to admit that the rumor you've heard is true. Everyone is saying I'm in love, and everybody knows with who. I'm in love with Henry, head over heels, but it's not what you'd call an affair. 'Cause everyone will tell you that Henry is the answer to a housewife's prayer. If you think you'll discover that Henry is a lover, I simply have to say it isn't true.
you'll understand. He's the salad dressing man, and my family is in love with him too. Henry, Henry, I'm in love with Henry, the salad dressing you'll adore. To make a feast out of a meal with salad sex appeal, get Henry's at your favorite store. Serve Henry's salad dressing, and they'll be back for more.
Thank you, Mrs. Henry.
Here's WIL's Grand Slam. In the original Lucky License game on WIL, here is your chance to win
$1,000.
Listen carefully.
If the license number we announce exactly matches your license number and you have an official WIL Lucky License sticker on the rear window of your car, you'll be a winner.
You must be the first person to call WIL.
And you must call within 15 minutes.
Call WIL at Franklin 1-1430.
And by, this is WIL's Grand Slam Lucky License number worth $1,000.
Listen carefully. We are going to tear open our sealed envelope now, and let's see what happens. Just 2 days ago on the Ron Lundy Show, we had a $1,000 winner, Bob Lewis, 4134 Shoto, St. Louis, Missouri. All right, at the Bob Osborne Show this afternoon, listen carefully. This license number is worth $1,000. AK1-886. That's AK1-886. As always, here on WIL, you have a full 15 minutes from now to call.
Remember.
Do you remember the year?
Was it the year of your first anniversary?
Maybe the year that you added the nursery. Remember.
A WIL flashback.
You're the greatest, number one, my friend. You're the highest hill, the wildest thrill, and so divine. And what makes it all so crazy is you're mine, all mine. You're the greatest, you're too much for me. You're the latest. You're my symphony. You're the most supreme, the biggest dream, and oh so super fine. You're the greatest, yes, the greatest, and you're mine, all the buttered side, a rocket ride, and so divine. And what makes it all so crazy is your mind, all mine. You're the greatest. You're too much for me. You're my latest. You're my cup of tea. You're the most supreme, the biggest dream, and oh so super fine. You're the greatest, yes, the greatest, and you're mine,
have a flashback here on the Bob Osborne Show for this particular day, Wednesday that is, of course, the tune called You're the Greatest, Mr. Billy Scott. There's one thing you can say for February, outside of it being a cold month and also being a short month. In 28 days, you can discover that you can spend just as much as you can in the full-length month.
Mother, when you're worried about your feverish child, have you ever said,
"Sometimes I wish I were married to a doctor."
Well, if your husband were a doctor, you'd never have to wonder about which is the best aspirin to give for your child's pain or fever. For a nationwide survey proves that St. Joseph aspirin for children is just what the doctor orders. In fact, this survey shows that children's doctors recommend St. Joseph aspirin for children specifically and by name 4-to-1 over any other brand. You see, St. Joseph aspirin for children is the best aspirin with the preferred child dosage, the creamy texture and pure orange flavor children like best, and with a special safety cap that doctors favor. Your child may need aspirin tonight, so be sure to buy St. Joseph aspirin for children. It's doctor preferred.
Sorry, Emily, I can't call Mary to the phone right now. She's in the middle of broiling steaks for dinner. Sure, she's seasoning them with accent. Oh, you know us. We're the accent kids when it comes to steaks. Nothing else brings out all that good prime beef flavor. The whole steak...
And like... juiciness, too, Joe. For individual steaks, shake a half teaspoon of accent over each side after turning on the broiler. That's the red package of accent for a wonderful world of flavor through seasoning.
Here's yours truly wonderful, W-I-L, with the weather.
Says he, our weatherman from our WR Weather Eye, sunny skies, cold temperatures this afternoon, fair and colder tonight. Now catch this, for those of you who are kind of wondering about your antifreeze, low about zero here in the city, as low as 10 below in some of the outlying areas of the county. The outlook for tomorrow, incidentally, fair skies, warmer temperatures with a high in the lower 20s. Right now in St. Louis, under clear skies, we have an official revised WR radio temperature of 18, 18 degrees.
Here, electronic weather on wonderful W-I-L.
From Radio 1 in St. Louis, we are right now on the Osborne Show trying to give away $1,000, currently in effect for a bunch more minutes. As always on WIL, you have a full 50 minutes to call. If you heard your license number, you call us now at Franklin 11434, $1,000. Right now, Mr. Kenny Ball at midnight in Moscow. stage at the Dukes of Dixieland, Mr. Kenny Ball, his All-Star 93 there in a tune called Midnight in Moscow. This is Bob Osborne, daily now, noon to 3 on WIL. 3 o'clock, the sounds of the Silver Dollar Survey with Mr. Rod Lundy. It's cold out there. Going to be cold tonight. Take it easy wherever you're driving. Hey, for some top values, don't forget your Kroger store.
Time now for your Kroger food reporter.
Shoppers, here's the big news. Kroger's pre-day specials. Here they are. Eat more margarine. Buy 4 pounds for just 94 cents and get 1 pound free. Banquet frozen pot pies. Buy 5 for only 99 cents and get 1 free. And Kroger's Freestone peaches. Buy 4 cans for only 98 cents and get 1 free at Kroger.
You'll find a Kroger store near you. On our community service bulletin board, one note we'd like to pass. Our Mother's Club of St. Louis U High School is being hostess officially to 2 scholarship fun card parties today. One just about an hour from now at 1:30 in the school auditorium at 4970 Oakland. And also again this evening at the same place, the school auditorium, at 8 o'clock. Now, if your group, your club, is planning a particular event, let us know about it via the cards and letters. Just drop a card or letter to Community Service in care of
WIL.
St. Louis 8, Missouri.
It sure is nice to pay low prices for high quality.
Take your family to Robert Hall and see. Save on family clothes at Robert Hall and you'll agree.
It sure is nice to pay low prices for more quality.
Men, why buy for price alone? If you want money-saving prices plus quality, then be sure you see the exclusive selection of Robert Hall, Westerfield, Royal Hall, and Golden Emblem suits, the all-wool Westerfield coats. There's never a charge for alterations. And with every purchase, you get a money-back guarantee. So men, why take less? Why not get the cash savings plus the better quality and the individual attention of courteous salespeople? You'll get them all at Robert Hall.
Robert Hall, serving the East St. Louis area at 6800 East State Street. Another serving Greater Alton on Godfrey Road, Route 67 of the Beltline Highway. Open nightly, incidentally, till 9 o'clock. Cry, baby, cry. Our pick hit of the week. These are the Angels here on WIL.
Crying.
cheerful type tune there. Pick Hit of the Week on 1430 Radio. It's called Cry Baby Cry, done for us by the Angels. Now our afternoon buddy, Mr. Ron Lundy, gives away a bunch of copies, 25 in the course of a week's time of the Pick Hit for the week. And if you would like to get yourself a copy, like, here's what you do. Put your name and address down on the card. Send it to Pick Hit in care of WIL, Broadcast House, St. Louis. Now, every afternoon he pulls out a bunch of cards. Your name might be announced. Be listening for the next couple of days if you've sent in a card, and you might be one of the lucky winners. The address, once again, is Pick Hit in care of WIL, Broadcast House, St. Louis. 22 before 1, the Bob Osborne Show for a Wednesday afternoon.
Now, there are 53 great reasons for saving gift seals from Pepsi-Cola and new Lemon Lime Team. That's the number of gifts in the new Bigger and Better gift selection. And what great new gifts these are. There are transistor radios, watches, drill kits, pup tents, hair dryers, and dozens more. See them all on the new Seal Saver sheets and start saving gift seals under all Pepsi and Team caps. Pick up a carton of Pepsi or Team and take a Seal Saver sheet for keeping your gift seals. Get wonderful gifts for every member of the family.
Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young.
Get some when you're shopping today. Hey, they got a great new detergent now that comes in four sizes on the market. Maybe you've heard about it. It has regular size, giant size. Now they have a new colossal size, and then they have a size to beat all sizes. That's the box they call full.
Now, another first from wonderful WIL. WIL now makes it available to you. You'll want to get yours right away. Be the first in your neighborhood to have yours from wonderful WIL Radio. This fine edition will make you the talk of your neighborhood. It's portable and comes in two beautiful colors. To get yours, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Herbie, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8, Missouri. That's a self-addressed stamped envelope to Herbie, WIL Radio, St. Louis 8, Missouri. Get yours today.
18 degrees on the side of music for you at 62 WIL.
Say, how do you like your Rambler?
Mister, I'm all smiles.
To prove Rambler owners are happy, here's a statement in the March issue of Mechanics Illustrated by the famous automotive expert Tom McCahill. And we quote, "I've never met a Rambler owner who wasn't satisfied. A statement I can't make about any other car," unquote. See your authorized Rambler dealer now for a terrific low-cost deal with terms to fit your budget. Why don't you join the ranks of satisfied Rambler owners? Get your big money-saving deal now on America's most carefree, most repair-free automobile. Be smart and save. See your authorized Rambler dealer soon.
Calling car 143. Come in, car 143. WIL, car 143, where are you?
Good morning, Bob Osborne and everybody. Robin's got it. Car 143, we're on the corner now of Manchester and Marguerite, or Margaret Avenue, holding a sack of mud spattered WIL nickels to give away. We've got a sack of 143 nickels, of course, to the first person who finds us. Once you get our location, the corner of Marguerite or Margaret Avenue and Manchester Boulevard. And now back to the Bob Osborne Show.
All right, we'll be looking for your call, Robin. Let us know who the first person is to come by and pick up that bundle of dough. Compliments of WIL Radio, the station that has more winners more often.
From the number one sound in St. Louis, wonderful WIL, here's the tune you've made number one on the WIL Silver Dollar Survey.
Come on, baby, give me your
baby. The song is number one right here on Radio 1. This is the Bob Osborne Show. This is a Wednesday afternoon, kind of cold-like. Robert Scott out in car 143. He's on Manchester, the corner of Manchester and Margarita, I guess that is. Manchester Marguerite. I don't know. I'm good with names anyway. I can't even say Osborne half the time. But the first person to come up, he's in a blue 1962 four-door sedan. That's our car, WIL-143, at this particular moment. Look for him. The first person to come up gets a bundle of dough. Compliments of WIL Radio. Does anybody know William Berkman? 3917A Keokuk, St. Louis 16. Well, Mr. Berkman, you just lost out on $1,000. We gave you actually over 15 minutes to call us here at WIL, and we read your lucky license number at about 24 minutes past 12 o'clock. Anyway, Mr. Berkman, better luck next time. You never know when your license number will be coming up here on 1430, with a grand total now of 243 winners in the original lucky license contest game. Now we go up to the news alive at 45. Here's Mr. Floyd Kramer.
Every point in the universe.
Instant news coverage. First on WIL. Now, here's another first edition. WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
At 12:45, 18 degrees, Fred DePere reporting from WIL Action Central for Schnucks Giant Value Markets, where you save money without sacrificing quality. Washington, the White House has informed Missouri senators that President Kennedy will sign today nominations for three Missouri federal judgeships. Such signing is preparatory to submission of nominations to the Senate. The three are Attorney James H. Meredith of St. Louis and Circuit Judge John K. Regan of St. Louis to be district judges in eastern Missouri, and Attorney John W. Oliver of Kansas City to be a judge in the western district. If confirmed, Meredith will succeed the late Judge Randolph W. Weber. Regan will succeed retiring Judge George Moore, and Oliver will succeed the late R. Jaster Smith. Springfield, the Illinois Liquor Control Commission in Springfield, has ordered 87 liquor license holders to appear Monday and Tuesday for allegedly holding federal gambling stamps, which violates the commission's rules. Scheduled to appear Monday are Out Moe of Moe's Tavern, East St. Louis, Bon Air Incorporated, Alton, Lawrence Bucklett, Bucklett's Tavern, East St. Louis, Tony Pavlik, City Club, Wood River, Nellie Rosmesser of Nell and Ray's Belleville, Kenneth Ohl, Hun's Tavern, Muscoota, Leo J. Scaraz of Skylark Liquors Store in East St. Louis, Carl Quant, Carlo's Tavern, Millstadt, ordered to appear Tuesday, are Joseph C. Crass, Redwood Inn, O'Fallon, Mary Scott, Club Y, East St. Louis, John Decker, Johnny's East Side Tavern, Belleville, East St. Louis. The state's attorneys for St. Clair and Madison counties in Illinois have issued a joint statement urging local law enforcement officials to work together to prevent a repetition of open gambling and other law breakdowns. Referring to the income tax evasion conviction of Eastside Rackets boss Frank Buster Wartman and two associates, State's Attorney Dick Mudge of Madison County and John Carnes of St. Clair County said the story of Wartman's activities in the area was a sordid history. They said that if local law enforcement officials had done their duty, the expensive investigation and trial would never have taken place, and national attention would not have been drawn to the East St. Louis area as a haven and playground for the underworld. St. Louis. The campaign in favor of the St. Louis bond issue proposals and the state gasoline tax amendment is reaching its climax. Former Governor James Blair spoke at a rally last night in favor of the amendment, and Elmer Pounds, a member of the St. Louis Board of Education, said the school bond issue provides for urgent basic needs. Mayor Raymond R. Tucker predicts an increase of 35 to 40,000 in the number of voters in the special election next Tuesday will assure approval of the city and school bond issue proposals. St. Charles, salty water has stirred a controversy between residents of the Harvest Acres subdivision in St. Charles County and the developer and the State Department of Welfare. Several residents of the subdivision on State Highway 94 have moved, and others have filed suit against the developer, the Twelman Construction Company. One of the residents, Mrs. Thomas Bury Jr., says she and her neighbors have to make a 12-mile round trip to haul drinking water to their homes. The water supply for the divisions is from wells dug by the firm. Homeowners complain the water is so salty, it's unfit for drinking or cooking.
You are listening to WIL, award-winning Action Central News.
Shop and save
at Schnucks Giant Value Market. There, the friendliest stores in town.
Schnucks brings to its customers another exclusive benefit, and that's customer service news. Members of civic, social, church, and school organizations are invited to post notices of their functions on the customer service news bulletin boards in their nearby Schnucks stores. Such items will be read on Schnucks customer service news radio programs. It's another exclusive free service of Schnucks, the friendliest stores in town.
Shop and save
at Schnucks Giant Value Market. There, the friendliest stores in town.
Now, on WIL Action Central News, the world today.
Washington, the presidential commission has recommended that the railroads have broad power to streamline their operations but give financial assistance to workers displaced in the process. New York, 12 persons were injured today in the derailment of a Pennsylvania Railroad passenger train. No one reported hurt in a New York Central train derailment. Washington, the cost of living remained stable last month. Cape Canaveral, astronaut John Glenn says his orbital flight showed that men can be given more responsibility and automation less in space flights.
Here's the weather report.
WIL revised weather. The WIL weather ball steady, blue, sunny, cold today. Fair, much colder tonight. Low near zero, as low as 10 below in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny, cold, high, lower 20s. The relative humidity, 62%, clear sky. Sea level pressure, 30.48, falling. Temperature, 18 degrees. That's 1-8. The news presented by Schnucks Giant Value Market, St. Louis' largest home-owned chain of food stores. Fred DePere reporting from WIL Action Central, winner of broadcasting's most coveted award, Public Trust.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty. There she goes, Her Royal Majesty. She's the queen that broke my heart. She just had me kneeling at her feet. She got me to weep right from her little hand. Her smallest wish was my command. Well, there she goes, Her Royal Majesty, marching off with someone new.
And Miss James Barrett on 1430 Radio, Her Royal Majesty. This is the Bob Osborne Show, noonday edition. We're here daily now, noon to 3 on WIL. At 3 o'clock, of course, the sounds of the Silver Dollar Survey with Ron Lundy, and then you can play Rate the Record tonight with Gary Stevens along about between 7 and midnight. Incidentally, a cancellation notice. The Dr. Fry Methodist Church at 2501 Clifton. 2501 Clifton has canceled their party for this evening. That's the Dr. Fry Methodist Church. 2501 Clifton has canceled their party set for this evening.
Sing! Only Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling. Refreshing new feeling. Refreshing new feeling. Coca-Cola's bright and lively. Coca-Cola has more zest. Coke puts a lot more zing in living. Refreshes best. Only Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling.
Sing!
Coca-Cola.
Boy, does it ever. Make sure that you ask for it by name. And don't forget, Coca-Cola is a Community Club Award sponsor.
Here's another WIL lucky license number.
If this is your license number and you have a WIL lucky license sticker on the rear window of your car, you'll win $143.
If you have the last four numbers in your license plate number, you'll win $14.30.
And if you have the last three numbers, you'll win $1.43.
Remember, you must have a WIL lucky license sticker on your car's rear window.
And you must call Franklin 1-1430 within 15 minutes.
Here is the WIL lucky license number.
All right, going to tear open another sealed envelope here and see if we can make you winner 244 in the original Lucky License contest game. On the Bob Osborne Show, the Lucky License number, this one worth $143, is CA1695. That's CA1695. As always, here on WIL, you have a full 15 minutes to call. That's a full 15 minutes to call us here at 1430 Radio.
Wonderful WIL.
What's your money problem?
Sure wish I could reduce my car payments.
Yours?
I've never gone on a real vacation. I just never could accumulate the money.
How about you?
I wish we had the money to pay off some old debts.
Sound familiar? Well, now, just by dialing Dial, you can get a Dial Finance Thrifty Loan, a wonderful new plan that not only pays off all existing bills, but actually leaves you enough extra money out of your income every month to build a savings account. For example, if you've been paying $75 or $100 a month for bills, Dial's Thrifty Loan means you may be able to pay as little as one-half that amount each month. You actually have dollars left over every month to save. In a year, you'll not only have your bills paid, you may be able to save $300, $400, $500, or $600. So call today. Ask about the special Dial Finance Thrifty Loan, the loan that actually helps you save money.
To get the money you need right now, pick up the phone and dial this number.
Garfield 13254.
Robert Scott is out cruising the streets of the greater St. Louis area in car 143. Where are you?
Well, Bob, good morning. We are, of course, on the corner of Margaret and Manchester. We had a winner. We still have people coming to it. We sure have, man. I'm terribly sorry. We're still having folks come up, and, of course, we had our winner minutes ago, Eugene E. Whaley of 7323 Lohmeyer, Maplewood, screeched to a halt right in the middle of the street and took away a sack full of 143 nickels. Thanks to everybody that came up and asked, however. Afterwards, just too late. Once again, our winner in car 143, Eugene E. Whaley of 7323 Lohmeyer, Maplewood.
You've just heard another winner from WIL's car 143. Be on the lookout for car 143 on the streets of St. Louis throughout the day. If you are the first person to locate car 143, you will be a WIL money winner. Keep listening to wonderful WIL, where there's more fun and more excitement.
The Bob Osborne Show for a Wednesday afternoon. From our feature album of the week, we have a beautiful selection, one of the old favorites.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call.